USA Radio News.
What's left of Hurricane Florence continues to dump heavy rain from the mid-Atlantic to the Ohio Valley, and it's heading to the northeast. The death toll is nearly 24, and it could go higher with widespread flooding and rivers that continue to rise. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
For many parts of North Carolina, the danger is still immediate. Flood waters are rising as rivers crest, and they will for days. I urge you, if you don't have to drive, stay off the roads, particularly south of U.S. 64. Don't drive around barricades. We're seeing this happen now, and the result is not good.
The State Transportation Department says more than 1,100 roads are closed from the mountains to the coast because of the flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
A record low jobless rate has retailers scrambling to find temporary holiday workers. Target said last week that it's planning to hire 12,000 seasonal employees at a 20% increase from last year. And the starting wage is $12 an hour. That's a dollar more than those who were recently hired. Kohl's and Penney's started hiring their seasonal workers in June. Buffalo Bills defensive back Vontae Davis called it a career during Sunday's game with the Chargers. He walked off the field at halftime. Teammate Raphael Bush is disappointed.
I don't think that it's okay to quit on your teammates like that, especially in the middle of a game where we're already down a man who, you know, who's out for the rest of the game.
Vontae Davis, in a statement, said it wasn't how he pictured leaving the NFL, but once he was on the field, it hit him hard that he shouldn't be out there anymore. The Bills lost 31-20. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A very public scuffle between actor Tom Arnold and The Apprentice producer Mark Burnett has led to an exchange on social media. Arnold tweeted that Burnett choked him at a pre-Emmys party on Sunday in Los Angeles. Burnett's wife, actress Roma Downey, tweeted that Arnold tried to ambush the couple, and she posted a photo of what she said is her bruised hand. Arnold's lawyer, Marty Singer, told The Hollywood Reporter that Burnett attacked Arnold. Police say no report was taken. Arnold has a new show debuting Tuesday called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, which follows Arnold's attempts to find the tapes that show the president expressing bigoted views on the set of The Apprentice, which Arnold was once a contestant on. As millions of people remain without power from Florence in the Carolinas, a number of safety warnings have been issued. John Clemens reports.
At this stage, Florence is more about water than wind, as the storm's catastrophic flooding from the heavy rains remain one of the biggest threats. The slow pace of the storm through the region could mean another 1.5 feet by the end of the weekend. Carbon monoxide poisoning is one of the concerns, with safety experts warning to only use a portable generator outdoors in a dry area at least 20 feet away from the doors, windows, or air vents. When using a generator, use a battery-powered or battery backup CO detector inside. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.